Well, I'd like to just start by thanking you for taking the time to listen to this. And as clinicians, we are very busy and overwhelmed much of the time, even in normal times. And let's be honest, these are particularly difficult times right now, where the burden is great and the opportunity to do new things just often feels like more burden. So what are we doing with this whole movement towards whole health to personalized, proactive, patient-driven care? You know, really the essence of this is that we're changing the conversation. We're reflecting more broadly on health and well-being in addition to disease management and disease prevention. So one could hear that as a clinician and probably think, oh my gosh, in addition to everything else, I have to do this. You know, this is crazy. So one thing that's so important for us to understand is as we move down the road on this journey, it doesn't add more, or it shouldn't add more into your clinical visits or your encounters. If we do this right, much of this is happening outside of the clinic, in the veteran's life, with their family, reflecting on their health and what matters to them, doing more self-assessment of the different domains of their self-care, and coming to you with that reflection in hand, which hopefully would actually make your job easier in the end. We're also creating great strategies like group-based processes where veterans and their family can join with other family members and veterans and walk through a 9-week program that's led by a peer who's trained, where they are doing every week walking around different areas of the self-care, looking at their health and well-being, making changes, supporting each other in those changes, all outside of the clinic, all outside of your encounters with them, which again, in the end, should make things easier and the veterans' health outcomes better. We've gotten great success with that and we're excited about rolling that out. One of the tools that we have that we've created to help make it easier to change the conversation is the personal health inventory. Now, a lot of people have used that in different ways, and some folks have said, well, we're going to do that in the clinic with the veterans. We're going to have a nurse sit down and do this with them, and that's fine. It's certainly a reasonable way to start. My concern about that is it adds time, it adds burden, and to be honest, a lot of these areas that we're asking ourselves and our veterans to reflect on, it's better if you're not sitting in a clinic room with somebody in a white coat or a stethoscope asking you these questions and filling out a form. It's actually way much better to be in a comfortable space, in your own time, in your own place, and reflecting on that, or being with a group of your peers or family and reflecting on that, and then bringing that into the clinical dialogue. So I wanted to kind of orient you to this, and what we have done is created just a little tool to, if a veteran or a family member or hopefully your clinical team or employees say, well, I want to step into this. I want to look at my whole health. What does that actually mean? How does that actually work? So the audio recording that we've done, you can give to your veterans. They can download online and they can walk through their own personal health inventory and realize that, you know, this isn't a 2-hour event or a half a day. You can begin to reflect on your life and your health in 15, 20 minutes, and then bring this into the clinical visit if someone chooses. So that's the intention of the audio that we did. We hope that you'll use it with your veterans, but I'd like to actually invite you and even request, if I may, that you try it in your own life. You know, as a physician, I certainly realize and know that we spend a lot of time, those of us who chose, whether it's in administration or nursing or whatever part of the healthcare system, those of us that chose a career and choose to go to work every day in a healthcare system, particularly a VA system where we're serving our veterans, we're really good at giving. And we give and we give and we give. And oftentimes, and the statistics of course support this, we're pretty exhausted, we're pretty worn down, sometimes even burned out, and we know that our health and well-being suffers as a consequence. So I would invite you, nothing would make me happier than if you, your colleagues, your teams, your administrators, your clerks, took the time to do your own personal health inventory, to walk through and listen and reflect on what really matters to you in your life? What brings you a sense of joy and happiness? Walk around the different areas of self-care. Reflect on your own conventional treatment, your prevention. I'm the worst at getting my preventive care. What's wrong with that? Noticing that and paying attention makes all the difference, all of the difference. And so much of the time, I always say to my patients that our bodies and our souls are talking to us all of the time, but first they talk in whispers. And if we ignore the whispers, eventually they'll scream. We won't have little symptoms or little things that we should be noticing because we didn't listen. Now we've got bigger problems, bigger symptoms, or bigger conditions, depending on the situation. So it's a chance for you to give yourself the gift of reflecting on your own health, your own well-being, and beginning your journey in that way. So I invite you to do that. I hope you'll do that. We'd love your feedback. And I just wanted to close with a story that a colleague of ours, Dr. Jackie Spencer, who's in the Boston VA and runs the PACS up there, she was talking about using this kind of approach where in their system they have a whole health review of systems and they ask the veterans to fill that out before the clinic visit, much like we do with our conventional review of systems, but it walks through the areas on the circle of health and well-being. And she shares the story of a veteran coming in to see her and his chief complaint was back pain. And she describes him, she said, you know, he's this big burly guy, he's an OEF veteran, and he sits down and she starts, you know, doing her job addressing and assessing his back pain. She said, then I noticed, my eye went to his whole health review of systems. And she said, I noticed two things. I noticed in the area of recharge, he had it rated really low and said what he'd like to have changed is he'd like to get good sleep. The other area he had rated low and wanting to change was family, friends, and coworkers. She said, so I stopped, I paused, I turned my attention from doing my thing with his knee pain, or his back pain, I'm sorry, to saying, I notice on your whole health review systems that you marked these two areas. She said he burst into tears. He then went on to talk and explore the state of his life and his health, and it turns out he had very severe PTS, had never been diagnosed, had never received treatment for that. And she said her whole conversation, the whole direction they went, the outcomes, the next steps were entirely different because she changed the conversation. So we invite you to do that with your patients, with your veterans, and equally as important, with yourself. So thanks for taking the time to do that. And I'd invite you to go ahead and get out your own personal health inventory and walk through that with us. Thanks so much.